Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into How to Be an Adult in Relationships by David Riccio. This insightful book is a beacon for those looking to forge deeper, more meaningful connections in their relationships. Riccio, a seasoned psychotherapist and workshop leader, brings his extensive experience and wisdom to the table, teaching us how to embrace mindfulness and loving kindness as the core pillars of interaction. At the heart of the book lies the exploration of five key concepts of mindful loving, offering a transformative perspective on how we can all learn to love and be loved more fully. Drawing from the rich well of Buddhist teachings on mindfulness, Riccio provides practical advice on applying these principles across all our relationships, helping us to become more present, open, and compassionate partners. How to Be an Adult in Relationships is not just for couples seeking to deepen their bonds, but also for anyone on the quest for meaningful connections, or individuals navigating the delicate process of ending a relationship. Riccio's guidance serves as a compass, directing us towards a more loving and fulfilling way of being with ourselves and with others. Join us as we unpack the wisdom of David Riccio's work, shedding light on how to embody adulthood in our relationships and enrich our connections with the people in our lives. How to Be an Adult in Relationships: The Five Keys to Mindful Loving. Introduction. Unveiling the Journey to Mindful Loving Love. It's a term we've all grappled with, an emotion we've felt deeply or yearned for intensely. Yet it often remains an enigmatic force in our lives. David Riccio invites us to see love not merely as a fleeting emotion, but as a state of being fully present. It's about gaining a profound connection with those around us and the very essence of our world. From the moment we're born, our hearts hold the potential for boundless love. Yet, life's scars, inflicted by neglect or abuse, can make the walls around our heart seem insurmountable. How do we then climb these walls? How do we mend the broken pieces within us to embrace love fully and fearlessly? In this exploration, we delve into the art of mindful loving, a concept that marries the wisdom of Buddhist mindfulness with the intricate dance of love. It's about being present, fully and completely, in our relationships. It's an invitation to confront our past demons, to step beyond the fear of intimacy, and to weave relationships that are both enriching and fulfilling. Through this journey, you will discover the five pillars of mindful loving that can transform the way you connect with others, strategies to begin healing the emotional wounds that have held you back from true intimacy, practical tips to part ways amicably, maintaining dignity and respect in the closure of a relationship. As we tread this path, let's open our hearts to the possibilities that mindful loving brings. Let's embrace the mystery of love, not as a problem to be solved, but as a reality to be experienced, cherished, and shared. With each step, we uncover the potential within us to give and receive love in its purest form, transforming not just our relationships, but our entire being. Part 1. Unlocking the Secrets to Deeper Connections. The Five A's of Mindful Loving. Picture a moment from your earliest memories. Maybe it's the warmth of being tucked into bed, or the careful tending to a scraped knee, each gesture a silent testament to love. As children, our worlds revolve around these acts of love, relying on them to guide us into becoming assured, well-rounded individuals. This nurturing approach to love does not lose its importance as we mature. Rather, it evolves into a more complex form, especially in our adult relationships. David Riccio introduces us to the cornerstone of enduring bonds, the five A's: attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing. Here's why these aspects are the lifeblood of mindful loving. At every chapter of our lives, the need for emotional nourishment from those who understand and respond to our needs remains. The five A's are the scaffoldings that not only support us in growing into our fullest selves, but also in nurturing the connections that make life worth living. Let's delve into the essence of each A. attention, the core of any strong relationship. Paying genuine attention to our partners means truly listening to their thoughts and feelings with an open heart. Being a mindful witness to their experiences, especially those marred by past pains, strengthens the bond forged by shared vulnerabilities. Acceptance. The next step is accepting ourselves and our partners wholly, without reservations. It's about finding someone who embraces us, our complexities and all, creating a space where masks are unnecessary, and love flourishes in its most authentic form. Appreciation. Acknowledging the beauty in our partner's unique qualities and supporting their ambitions and dreams. It's about seeing their limitations, but focusing on their strengths and the joy they bring into our lives. Affection, physical expressions of love through tender touches, warm hugs, or small gestures, fulfill our innate need for physical connection. These acts of kindness remind us of the safety and security found in our earliest memories of love. Allowing, finally, allowing life and love to unfurl naturally, with all its inherent ups and downs, without attempting to steer its course. It's about staying present, letting go of control, and embracing the full spectrum of love's experiences. Together, these 5 A's form a blueprint for mindful loving, a path that leads us to deeper, more meaningful connections. By integrating these principles into our relationships, we open up new avenues for giving and receiving love, laying the groundwork for bonds that are not only satisfying, but truly transformational. Part 2. Healing the Past, a pathway to nurturing adult relationships. David Riccio's childhood memories of his Aunt Margaret's plentiful fridge contrast starkly with the emptiness he associated with his own home, a metaphor for the emotional hunger that gnawed at him through his formative years. It's a poignant reminder of how childhood deprivations extend beyond tangible needs, delving deep into the realm of emotional sustenance. This realization brings us to a critical insight. The wounds of our childhood have profound implications on the health and happiness of our adult relationships. The scars of an emotionally barren childhood manifest in the choices we make and the patterns we replicate in our adulthood. Those who have navigated the turbulent waters of neglect or abuse as children might find themselves gravitating towards similarly toxic dynamics as adults. The underlying cause? A fundamental quest to fulfill those unmet needs, the 5 A's that remained elusive throughout their youth. The psychology behind this pattern is both tragic and enlightening. Abused children, caught in the cycle of seeking validation from those who hurt them, often carry this pattern into their adult relationships. "You keep hurting me, but I can't leave you," becomes an internal mantra, leading them into a maze of abuse and neglect that feels all too familiar. This cycle perpetuates the belief that they are inherently unworthy of love, rather than recognizing the abusive behavior of their partners as unacceptable. Interestingly, adults who grew up amidst chaos may paradoxically find comfort in turmoil. A life without conflict feels unsettling, driving them to unconsciously destabilize the peace within their relationships. This reenactment of the past serves as a coping mechanism, yet one that hinders the possibility of genuine connection and contentment. But how does one break free from this cycle? The journey to healing begins with confronting and mourning the losses of one's childhood. This process involves opening up to a trusted individual, be it a therapist, a friend, or a family member. By voicing these painful experiences, we engage in a process known as mirroring. This act of sharing and having our feelings acknowledged and reflected back to us enables the beginnings of emotional liberation. As we traverse the path of healing, we transition from a state of deprivation to one of emotional abundance. The capacity to give and receive love expands, paving the way for relationships rooted in mutual respect, understanding, and genuine affection. Thus, healing the wounds of our past becomes not just an act of self-restoration, but a foundation upon which healthier and more fulfilling relationships can be built. Part 3. Kneading Your Emotional Dough, the Art of Attention and Release. Imagine the careful, rhythmic process of kneading bread dough, the patience required as it rises, and the final act of baking that transforms it into a delicious loaf. David Riccio draws a parallel between this culinary art and the intricate process of navigating through one's emotional landscape. It's about combining the diligence of confronting our inner turmoil with the tranquility of patiently letting our insights rise and mature. The essence of this journey is encapsulated in a simple yet profound principle. To heal and grow, one must master the art of paying attention and letting go. In his therapeutic practice, Riccio employs a blend of Western psychological methods and Eastern mindfulness techniques to help individuals untangle the complex web of their emotions and thoughts. The first step is recognition, identifying the issues and the emotions they stir up. This act of paying attention is akin to kneading the dough, applying just enough pressure to start the transformation process. The second step involves embracing mindfulness, a practice that draws its roots from ancient Buddhist traditions. Mindfulness teaches us to be fully present in the moment, to observe our feelings and thoughts without judgment or attachment. Just as bread needs time to rise quietly, our emotions and insights need space to surface and expand, integrating the five A's: attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing, into our mindfulness practice enriches this process. It encourages us to engage with our life's realities and limitations, not as obstacles, but as parts of a larger, more compassionate journey towards self-understanding. But how can this abstract concept be applied to the rhythms of everyday life? Meditation offers a tangible pathway. Even a few minutes of meditation daily can create a profound shift. The practice is straightforward. Find a quiet space, adopt a comfortable posture, and focus on your breath. When inevitable distractions or thoughts emerge, simply acknowledge them and gently return your attention to your breathing. This is not an overnight transformation. Much like the gradual process of bread making, cultivating emotional and spiritual well-being demands consistency, effort, and patience. It's about actively engaging with our challenges, then allowing ourselves to release them into the ether. Through this balanced dance of attention and release, we not only resolve our past issues, but also pave the way for a more mindful, enriched existence. Part 4: Finding love starts with loving yourself. In the world of cinematic romance, love often arrives like a serendipitous whirlwind, a chance meeting that transforms ordinary moments into the beginning of a lifelong journey. But beyond the silver screen, the foundation of love is not just about being at the right place at the right time. It's deeply rooted in self-respect and self-care. Here's a powerful insight. Understanding how to nurture and honor ourselves is the key to unlocking fulfilling and healthy relationships. Navigating the dating landscape can feel like a daunting expedition, especially when past hurts lurk in the shadows. However, the secret to braving this journey rests in a promise to ourselves that we will not alter our essence for the sake of being desired. This pledge is a bulwark against the storms that might erode our self-worth. Before embarking on the quest for companionship, affirm these intentions. I welcome the idea of a partner, but my first commitment is to my own well-being. And I guard my heart with the diligence of a sentinel, ensuring my innermost vulnerabilities are respected. Selecting a partner goes beyond mere attraction. It involves aligning with someone who shares your vision of companionship. The spectrum of relationships is vast, ranging from those who find solace in casual connections to others who yearn for the depth and security of a committed partnership. To navigate these waters, clarity is your compass. Sketch out a map of your emotional landscape, your needs, values, and what you envision for your relationship, including the depth of commitment you seek. Sharing this blueprint with a potential partner not only paves the way for mutual understanding, but also sets the stage for a relationship where both individuals' needs are acknowledged and cherished. Embracing love is a balancing act of being open to the unexpected arrivals that life may bring, while also holding firm to the love and respect you've cultivated for yourself. It's in this space of self-assuredness that we not only invite but also recognize the right partners for us. those who are willing to meet us where we are, making the journey of love a shared adventure. Part 5. Understanding the Cycles of Love. The Three Phases of Relationships. Albert Einstein once hinted at the profound wisdom that nature could offer in decoding the complexities of our own existence. If we turn our gaze towards the natural world, we find that life unfolds in cycles. A rose transitions from a bud to a full bloom before inevitably retreating back into itself, only to spring forth once again. Similarly, the intricate dance of relationships can be understood through the lens of these natural cycles. The initial spark of romance, the inevitable encounter with conflict, and the serene harbor of commitment. Each phase is crucial, weaving together the tapestry of a truly authentic love. Here's an illuminating perspective. Relationships must journey through these three stages to harness their fullest potential. Let's dive deeper into each phase. Romance marks the dawn of love's journey, an exhilarating cascade of joy where lovers find themselves completely immersed in the allure of their partner. This stage is characterized by a sense of enchantment, an intoxicating awe for the other's mere existence. However, the ethereal glow of romance is not destined to linger forever. Nature embroiders the threads of romance not as a perpetual state, but as a means to draw individuals together. It's no surprise, then, that some relationships dissipate as the initial euphoria wanes, leaving behind a yearning for a bygone enchantment. Transitioning from the celestial heights of romance, relationships venture into the realm of conflict. This phase unveils the stark reality beneath the polished veneer of romantic illusions, bringing forth the hidden facets and flaws of each individual. Far from indicating a flaw in the relationship, this stage is a crucible for growth, a necessary passage that fortifies the bond through shared adversity. It's in navigating these tumultuous waters that couples find a deeper understanding and acceptance of each other, transcending the superficiality of initial attraction. The journey doesn't end with conflict, rather, it matures into commitment. This final stage is where the magic of the five A's, attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing, enriches the relationship, transforming turbulent seas into a tranquil haven. In commitment, partners embrace the art of compromise, navigating disagreements with grace, ensuring that love remains the anchor amidst the ebb and flow of emotions. If you find yourself moving from the blissful whirlwind of romance into the challenging terrain of conflict, take heart. This transition is not a sign of withering love, but a milestone towards achieving a deeper, more resilient bond. Embrace the cycles of your relationship as a natural progression towards true companionship, remembering that enduring love is sculpted through time, nurtured through each phase of its evolution. Part 6. Embracing Love. Beyond Fear, Building a Stronger Connection. It's a peculiar notion, isn't it? That amidst the glow of new love, shadows of fear can quietly creep in, casting doubts and uncertainties in their wake. These apprehensions about intimacy and betrayal, although daunting, are a universal facet of deepening relationships. But here lies an opportunity, not to succumb to fear, but to transcend it, weaving these vulnerabilities into the very fabric that strengthens the bond with our partners. The guideline to achieving this resilience lies in the realization that letting go of fears paves the way for a profound, enduring connection. Central to all relationship fears are the dual phantoms of engulfment and abandonment. Engulfment triggers the alarm that getting too close might swallow our individuality, leaving us feeling smothered under the weight of excessive attention or affection. On the flip side, abandonment stirs the fear that being left would render us emotionally desolate, starved of the very attentiveness and warmth we yearn for. Underneath these fears is a common denominator, a sense of powerlessness, a belief that our emotional well-being is not within our control, but at the whim of another. So, how can we navigate these treacherous waters? The author introduces a transformative blueprint, the AAA approach: admit, allow, and act as if. Admit your fears, both to yourself and your partner, with an open heart, devoid of blame. By articulating your vulnerabilities, you're not only acknowledging their existence, but also claiming ownership over them. Whether it's the fear of getting too close or the dread of being left behind, naming these fears paves the way for healing. Allow yourself to feel these fears without casting judgment. This step echoes the principles of mindfulness, inviting us to witness our fears as they are, without attempting to banish them instantaneously. It's about coexisting with these emotions, giving them space to breathe, and in doing so, diminishing their grip on us. Act as if you've transcended these fears, even if the fear still lurks beneath the surface. If abandonment scares you, challenge yourself to embrace moments of solitude, gradually increasing the time spent in your own company. Conversely, if you're battling fears of engulfment, gently lean into moments of closeness, finding comfort in the warmth that once intimidated you. Mastering our fears doesn't imply their eradication, but rather developing an ability to dance with them, to feel their presence, and still choose love. It's about cultivating resilience, where fear becomes a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block in the journey of love. Through the AAA approach, we learn not just to survive our fears, but to thrive amidst them, nurturing a connection that is both secure and liberating. Part 7. Navigating the end of a relationship with grace and healing. Parting ways with a partner is a journey fraught with complexity and deep-seated emotion. It's not merely the severing of ties, but the relinquishing of dreams, the shared laughter, and the comfort once found in each other's presence. The conclusion of a relationship often throws us into the throes of introspection, urging us to confront the question, when is it time to let go? The essence of this challenging period is captured in a poignant insight. When relationships end, it's pivotal to resolve your issues and leave peacefully. Recognizing the signs that herald the end of a relationship is the first step towards making this transition. These indicators often manifest as a declining sense of happiness and security in each other's company, diminished intimacy, and a pervasive lack of trust. When the fabric of trust is frayed, when the fear of abandonment or betrayal overshadows affection, it signals a disconnection from the foundational 5 A's that nurture emotional well-being. If you find yourself in the labyrinth of a relationship that no longer fosters mutual love, respect, and support, it may be time to consider a peaceful closure. But how does one undertake this delicate process with respect and understanding? Here are some strategies to guide you through this emotional landscape. Engage in an open and honest dialogue with your partner about your decision to part ways. This conversation is crucial for air clearing, allowing both individuals to voice their perspectives, confront unresolved issues, and begin the healing process. Allow yourself the solitude to grieve and process the ending. Jumping hastily into another relationship may seem like a tempting balm, but genuine healing requires time, reflection, and acceptance of the loss. Embrace the end of a relationship not as a defeat, but as an opportunity for growth and renewal. Each experience, each shared moment, and every tear shed holds within it a lesson that paves the way for future endeavors in love and life. Transitioning from the intertwined paths of a relationship to separate journeys is a profound act of courage and self-love. It requires us to hold space for our emotions, to embrace change, and to step forward into the unknown with a sense of hope and openness. In the aftermath of a relationship, as we gather the scattered pieces of ourselves, we find the building blocks for new beginnings, enriched by the wisdom of our experiences. Part 8. From personal love to universal compassion. Reflecting on cherished childhood memories, the author recollects the profound sense of love and security felt in his grandmother's presence. This early experience of unconditional love not only nurtured him, but also laid the foundation for understanding how to express love outwardly. It's within these personal connections that we uncover the vast capacity to extend love beyond the confines of our immediate relationships, embracing a more inclusive love for the world at large. The core message here is enlightening. By cherishing one individual, we unlock the secret to loving all of humanity. Engaging in an intimate relationship is akin to enrolling in the School of Love, a transformative journey where we learn the depth and breadth of what it means to love another soul. The author illustrates how, through commitment and the practice of the five A's, attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing, we not only enhance our personal relationships, but also cultivate the qualities essential for universal love and compassion. Our bonds with significant others serve as a microcosm, teaching us to embrace imperfection with grace and to commit wholeheartedly despite the inevitable flaws and complexities. This lesson in love prepares us to approach the broader world with similar openness and understanding. Imagine translating these values into a broader context, such as the workplace. As a manager, employing the five A's as a guiding principle can foster an environment of mutual respect and support among your team. By attentively listening to your employees, accepting their unique strengths and weaknesses, appreciating their efforts, showing trust and encouragement, and empowering them with autonomy, you cultivate not just a productive workplace, but a compassionate community. Compassion, in essence, is about honoring the innate power and potential within each person. It involves providing the opportunity for growth while standing ready to offer support when needed. This approach not only nurtures individual growth, but also strengthens the collective well-being. Therefore, the intimate love we share with a partner carries profound lessons that transcend personal boundaries, teaching us how to embrace the world with a compassionate heart. This journey, from personal to universal love, demonstrates that the capacity to love expansively is inherent within us all, ready to be realized and shared. By embodying the principles of loving one, we pave the way to loving the many, turning our personal experiences of love into a beacon of hope and compassion for the world. Final summary. At the core of thriving relationships lies a universal truth, delicately interwoven with the principles of attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowance for authentic self-expression. These foundational pillars, collectively known as the five A's, serve as vital nutrients, nurturing the growth of love and connection between individuals. By actively engaging in the practice of both giving and receiving these A's, relationships are elevated from mere companionship to profound and life-affirming partnerships, with the potential to ripple outwards and touch the hearts of communities and beyond. This essence of love, rooted in mutual understanding, respect, and care, not only enriches our immediate connections, but also holds the transformative power to influence the world at large, one relationship at a time. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.